Howdy, friend. Welcome to Unforked, an unfiltered holistic nutrition and mental wellness podcast for evolving folks that crave a delicious life of fulfillment. Haley here. I am your host, a trauma-informed functional medicine dietitian, holistic mental wellness coach, and the founder of The Fulfilled Fork. On this show, we dish up insights and activations while learning about sustainable mind-body-soul lifestyle practices. It's sweet, it's savory, and it'll spice up your life. To stay connected, make sure you sign up for our Unforked email list at thefulfilledfork.com/links. Let's dig into the episode. Today's episode is going to be a little bit of a tough love episode. I want to bring light to this, though, because it's something that I see so commonly in so many people in so many areas of life. And today we're going to be talking about this tough love in health and health behaviors. So let's just get right into the tea. Let's spill it. Okay. I want to talk about how you cannot figure out what's healthy for you by doing what everyone else on earth is doing, everyone else on the internet is doing, everyone else in your friend group is doing, everyone else at work is doing. You can't do what everyone else is doing to find out what's healthy for you. You just can't. Maybe you find some tips and tricks, and maybe if my friends are doing a dance class, and I try this dance class, and I just love this dance class. It's so much fun. Okay, great. That's awesome. I did find something that I resonate with. I'm not saying that we can't find resonance and things we enjoy and find some healthy behaviors out of interacting with other people, following other people on social media, etc. But the bottom line is that you're never going to figure out what's healthy for you specifically if you continue to just blindly do what everyone else on the internet is doing without running it through your internal guidance, finding out what is resonating with you, what fits into your lifestyle, what fits into your needs, your budget, what gives you the biggest return on investment as far as health behaviors. I could go and be eating some foods like probiotics. I could go and say, oh my God, probiotics are so healthy. So-and-so said it on the internet, or so-and-so is doing a parasite cleanse and I need to be doing that too on the internet, right? How do I know that's healthy for me? Just because somebody else says it's healthy doesn't mean it's healthy for you. It might not even be healthy for them. They might not even know what they're doing, right? So we have to be really, really careful about what we are choosing to put in our bodies, put on our bodies, do in our lives, take on from what everyone else is doing. Again, it's not saying that you can't get advice from other people and go down that route, because that is incredibly helpful and it can help you collapse time and just move faster towards your health is community and having support, right? But we have to have that internal guidance and be able to take what we're hearing and learning and run it through not only our internal guidance, but running it through a health professional or health professionals if we are able to do so, because they can help you tremendously. Our jobs as health professionals are to give you the support with the best evidence possible so that you can live your most healthy, fulfilled life. At least that's what I'm here doing. So, how do we find what is healthy for us and for our life? First of all, it's not by following a bunch of health influencers on social media. It's not by getting lost and following the random health advice that you read on blogs all over the internet. It's not trying 100 different products or supplements just because you might need them. That's not health. That's not health. That's not how health is built. Yes, I said built. We build our health. We can't just expect to sit back and do nothing and be healthy. We can't just think good thoughts and be healthy. Oh, I'm so healthy. I'm so healthy. That doesn't work either. Yes, we have to have empowered minds and intuitive nudges. We have to have the mindset of building our health rather than magically finding it someday in a book, on social media, on a podcast, on a blog, etc. I can't just sit around and hope for health. And again, with that exercise example earlier, like I can pick up new tips and tricks from friends. That is totally fine. We can pick up things like that, tips, tricks, messages that we resonate with that can help us build our health. But at the end of the day, we are the ones who must build our health for us. I can't go sign up with a health coach or any other type of coach and expect that they do everything for me. Health doesn't work that way. I have to have skin in the game. I have to be willing. I have to want to be healthier. Even if I'm scared, even if I'm not sure if it's going to work, even if I'm not sure if I can do it, that's what coaching is for. That's what coaching is for. Coaching is for building up confidence, building up self-trust, building resiliency, finding out what works for you in your health, and having the perspective of somebody who has coached many people on similar paths and has the evidence-based practices and the professional development to help you figure out what is most resonant with you. So even if I had a private chef or a personal trainer, I have to be the one putting in the work. I have to be the one that goes and eats that food. I could have a private chef, and then if I don't actually put in the effort to go eat the food and chew it and savor it and enjoy it, that food's not going to be healthy if I don't eat it, right? It's not healthy for me if I don't eat it. It doesn't help if I don't eat it. I have to be active in the process. With the personal trainer, if I just go to the gym and say, hey, I'm going to hire a personal trainer, this person's going to get me in shape. If I don't surrender to the process, if I don't get my butt there and pick up a weight and then put it down and then pick up another weight and then put it down, if I don't build that process up, then it's not going to work. And I have to come back again and again and again and again and again. And if I want to maintain the results, I have to keep going. Maybe it's going to look different, but I still have to be at it. I still have to be active in the process to have the health. I have to be the one that puts in work. Yes, it's going to be super challenging sometimes. You're not always going to feel motivated. We don't even need motivation, by the way, to be successful in life or health. We don't have to be motivated. Motivation is not sustainable. If I was motivated, if I relied on motivation, sure as shit, I would not be where I'm at today. I wouldn't be consistent if I relied on motivation. Sometimes when the wind is howling at like 40 miles an hour and it's cold, like a 14 degree morning, I bet your ass I'm still out there walking. I go out and walk because I know that I'm going to feel better. It's going to get my body moving. It's going to get my blood pumping. It's going to help regulate my blood sugar. It's going to help regulate my mood. It's going to improve my heart health. Was I motivated to go out there in the 14 degree weather with the wind howling? And hell no. Hell no, I was not. But I put my heated vest on and went out and did it anyway. And guess what? I actually enjoyed it. It wasn't pleasant. I enjoyed it because I did it. I did it. I know that's not an extreme example by any means. I didn't go on like a crazy long walk. I think I went for like a half mile or so. It doesn't matter. We don't need to be motivated. The bottom line is that health is many times simple, but it's not always easy. It's simple because we know that we need to move more. We know that we need to eat better. We know that we need to stress less. We know that we need to get sleep. And I say stress less, but we need to It's not always possible to stress less. Maybe we need to manage our stress a little bit better. But how do we do that in a unique way that is beneficial for my health? Because I can tell you that if somebody was like, Haley, you need to dance for 15 minutes every day to improve your health, I'd be like, fuck no, I'm not doing that. That might be healthy for you. That is not healthy for me. It's not. It's really not. And with a walk, maybe you're like, Haley, no way. I'd rather dance. I'd rather do a little dance workout in the morning. That's what's healthy for me. That's something that I can be sustainable with. That's something that I can do regularly. It's a practice that I can get behind. That's going to be the healthy thing for you. If you are doing what every single other person is doing, you're going to get the result that most people get, which is falling off of some sort of unsustainable program and feel shame and feel like a failure. Why me? I suck. Why won't the weight go away? Why can't I gain weight? Why can't I maintain weight? All kinds of things. But the program wasn't set up for your long-term success. It was not set up for sustainability. It was not personalized. It was not tailored to you as far as your income, your needs, your desires, your preferences, your lifestyle, your genetic makeup, your health conditions, your symptoms. There's so much to take into consideration. And I truly believe that we need to take all of these things into consideration, including our intuition, by the way, into our health decisions. It's so important. It's so important, especially that we don't minimize our intuition and our gut feelings and our heart pulls and the information that my body is giving me as to what is healthy for me. I have to be able to feel those sensations and not brush them off and get curious about them and be open to them. This is a part of health. This is a part of health, finding health behaviors that lead to sustainable long-term success. And that can be really hard to do on our own. Like humans are not built to be on our own. We're built to be in community. We're built to heal in community. If we partner up, we have the potential to save time, energy, not just physical energy, but brain power energy, money, so we don't waste our cash on supplements, different health things that don't actually move the dial for us and or could actually make things worse. We have to be able to have the discernment on what is healthy for us. Okay, couple reflection questions. Where in your life have you found that intuition has played a role in health outcomes for yourself? So for example, maybe I just had intuition that I had, like I just need to go get this test done. I'm not sure why, but something's telling me I need to go get this test done. Maybe it's something like that. The next reflection question is there any health behavior in your life currently that you are taking part of simply because everyone else is doing it? If yes, did you run that through your internal guidance? Did you get perspective from a qualified health professional? How did you end up with that decision? There's no right or wrong answers, by the way. It's just getting curious. The next reflection question is, do I try to rely on motivation for my health? Where am I relying on motivation and expecting improved outcomes or desiring improved health outcomes? And the last reflection question is, where am I an active participant in my health? And how do I feel about these outcomes? Where am I not actively participating in my health? And how do I feel about these outcomes? Is there a difference in outcomes in how, and if I am an active participant or if I'm just expecting results and not putting in the work, the action, the effort? Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so, so much for being here, my friend. I hope this message serves you well. If you have any questions, if you have reflections, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. You can email me or submit a question on the website for a chance to be featured on the next episode. I would absolutely love to hear from you and potentially answer your question on a future episode. Have an incredible day, my friend. So, so grateful that you are here. Thank you for listening to Unfork. You can find all resources and links from this episode in the show notes at thefulfilledfork.com/podcast. If you enjoyed the episode, we'd love if you'd send it to a friend and rate and review the show on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Then email us a screenshot of your review to howdy@thefulfilledfork.com for a one-time credit to use towards our wellness services at The Fulfilled Fork. Chat soon.